This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, our good friend Chris O'Brien is in New York getting things set up. But this is something I wanted to mention before we go on. Because Chris has talked about the San Luis Valley Camera Project for so long that he's finally started a fundraising program. And there's a thread on it in the Paragraphs forum called You Can Help Make the San Luis Valley Camera Project Become a Reality. And he has something called, what's it called, Patreon, Gogs?
Yeah, Patreon. It's like you can be like a subscriber financially to somebody you follow on YouTube or whatever, and Patreon's just like a donation system. Because, you know, YouTube had that huge thing where they started demonetizing videos so they wouldn't run ads on certain videos with certain content. However, they use algorithms mostly to do this. And there are so many mistakes that this algorithm makes, like, you know, it'll demonetize one video because of something that's silly, saying, oh, it's not family friendly, it's this and that, when it's not actually that. And, you know, you can complain to YouTube and get a human to look at it, but they've got so many accounts that it's, you know, it's very difficult. And some of the popular people on YouTube are making decent living from their advertising. And then there was just this huge crackdown, wrong in my opinion. So that's what's happened. But people are getting money instead from things like Patreon.
Well, we have an official Paracast YouTube channel, but it took us a while just to be approved for monetization. And even then, we're really at the low ebb. It's going to take quite a while before we see much money from it. And of course, you see on YouTube, we have people who say, why do you have commercials? And I say, because we're a commercial radio show. And just like 82 other shows on the GCN network, there are commercials. If you don't want the commercials, join Paracast Plus. I guarantee you none of them has done that. And there's not enough YouTube traffic to replace that, even if we had permission from the network to post ad-free. First of all, we'd lose Paracast Plus income, and we couldn't replace it because there's not enough income from YouTube because of all the crackdowns.
When I'm listening to the show, you know, listening to it on a, just a normal podcast, you know, seven presses of skip forward, and then that's you pass the adverts. It's no big deal, really.
And we look at it this way. If you really don't want those ads, for $1.49 a week, you subscribe to Paracast Plus, all the network ads are gone. Every one of those network ads. The only thing you hear close to an ad is when, say, a guest will promote their book or will mention Paracast Plus a couple of times. That's about it. The rest, it's ad-free. And we know it's that way. And then we give you a little bit better bit rate, so the audio quality is better. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, say that five times, Gox, in succession, After the Paracast podcast, which has extra stuff. And last week, don't know if you listened to it, Gox, but last week we had Tim Beckley and Don Ecker. And Don Ecker is everybody's favorite curmudgeon. I like him. He's a great guy. But he'll get mad. And he was screaming at Tim, and Tim was screaming at him for a section in the middle of the show. And then a minute or two later, after the dust-up was over, they were like old friends again. Go figure.
That's what curmudgeons are like.
I mean, I like them both. These are people I know very well. Tim, I used to work for many years a door or two down from Tim's apartment. So I'd frequently drop in and say hello. So, you know, like I said, Tim and I had dust-ups when we were teenagers, but, you know, he's somebody I really like. And he's a wacky, eccentric guy. And I think we'd lose a lot when he's gone. He's not in the best of health these days when he's gone. Speaking of which, it's been months since we've had you on the Paracast or seen you in the forums. What's going on, Gogs?
Yeah, I had some, I won't go into it fully, but I had some medical treatment, a form of chemotherapy, and which is over, and it did what it was supposed to do. There was an unexpected side effect, though, of seemed to have suffered some permanent damage to my bone marrow, and that's where you make red blood cells, and that's gone a bit to pot, so I'm very low on red blood cells, and I'd had shots of this stuff that the, like for instance Lance Armstrong, a lot of these cyclists, they would inject this stuff called EPO, I can't remember the full name, but basically it tells your body to make blood cells, and that obviously is very useful in sport if you can increase your red blood cells and your oxygen carrying capability. And it's a natural chemical as well, so it, initially you couldn't test for it because you expect to find it in a test anyway, but and that worked and stuff, but it's got bad side effects to do it, you know, regularly stuff. So anyway, this is, as I said, the doctors were not expecting this, and it seemed to be a permanent thing. But anyway, I'm feeling fine, you know, I'm working and stuff, and yeah, I'm back here kind of thing. So I was pretty down for a while, but hey, I'm back.
Well, we're glad of that. Have you been following the wackiness in the UFO field?
Well, yeah, and I'm, in terms of the Paracast, I'm probably, I'll tell you, I'm a bit behind, and I've got up to the interview with, what do we call it, Charity of the Gods, or his name's escaped me, Von Daniken.
Eric Von Daniken, yes, that's the one we had with my good friend David Halperin. And yeah. David is such a gentle guy, an easygoing gentle guy, and he's somebody I've known for 10,000 years. You know, I'm just joking. But he disassembled Von Daniken, something fierce.
Yeah, I agreed with both of them to a point, but he was very polite and kind to Eric Von Daniken. But I didn't agree with everything that David said in terms of, you know, all this stuff about Enoch and, you know, which stuff is written in the first person and which stuff is fantasy and what's... I mean, I don't know how we say any of the books of the Bible. If any of this is supposed to come from God, you know, what was it dictated to the people who wrote it? I just don't get this whole thing, and to kind of sort of assume that, well, no, the writers were just always or half the time kind of doing things from a fantasy point of view or doing it after the fact. And I actually half side with Von Daniken with some stuff in that you just have similar themes amongst many religious texts around the world that, as far as we know, were these people writing them, were not in communication. And you know, maybe not all the stuff that he writes in Chariots of the Gods or whatever is correct. And I know, well, I know I disagree with a lot of it. But there is a core stuff there that is weird. And whatever way you look at it, there are definitely fantastical, paranormal happenings in the Bible in many of the books. And I can't claim to have read the Torah fully. I've read some or, you know, the Quran, but... most holy books do seem to have some pretty strange stuff going on, and so I think David was a little bit hard on Von Daniken, although, you know, I've heard many interviews with Von Daniken, and he does accept that, you know, he used to write stuff like landing strips at you know, in Peru for all the lines that are in the Nazca lines and stuff like that, and he knows, he accepts now, he said, no, I'm just making ideas to make people think and stuff. I don't think he actually thinks that's what they were, but there are stuff that he highlights and that around the world. I think Chariots of the Gods, for a lot of people, it just gave an entry into a whole world of stuff they maybe didn't know about, you know, the kind of hidden archaeological history and the weird kind of historical mysteries that exist around the world that are pretty unexplainable. And I think Eric does have something to say, but you know, a lot of it is a bit extreme.
Well, he likes to think he was the first guy to do it. Hey, we've got Brent Rains joining us this week, so we'll continue our guest co-host, Gogs McKay. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Gogs McKay rejoining the Paracast as our guest co-host, and we're having a pleasant conversation with him, our guest this week. Booked on short notice, real short, is Brent Rains. We were going to have another guest, but he had a family emergency, so he'll be here in a few weeks. Brent, you and I guess, have traveled similar roads, but we've never been in touch with each other.
How did you get involved in paranormal investigations and such?
Well, it started back in 1966 during the March wave, and I'd always been interested in the idea of could there be life in outer space, you know? And then I read Frank Edwards' Flying Saucers Serious Business, probably in December 1966. I had seen him on, I think, Merv Griffin as a guest one time, and I remember him talking about a landing of a craft or something. I thought, that's really interesting. And, you know, we'd had some sightings up in Maine where I'm originally from, and it just interested me that to read the book by Edwards of police officers and pilots, you know, people in responsible positions describing these apparent craft. And so I thought, well, it's, you know, I started corresponding with people in early 1967 and collecting everything I could get my hands on. And I was all of 14 years old at the time. So I started a little mimeograph newsletter called Sauceritis. I had such luminaries on my subscribers list or exchange list as Lucius Farish and Gray Barker. Those names may ring a bell.
Well, yeah, and, Gray Barker. I remember spending a few days in West Virginia, and I drop over to his place, and he was playing with his photo offset machine. Of course, you see, that was a step up from mimeograph. I had a mimeograph machine at home. And we struggled to get this thing to print consistently. And I have to say, I don't think he ever got it to work properly. But he spent an arm and a leg for it.
Oh, me. Yeah, those were the days. And I miss your Caveat Emptor that you used to publish. That was a great publication. Yeah, I wish that it was still available. You had a lot of great articles.
Was some of that not digitized and put online, Gene? Caveat Emptor issue. Remember, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, the entire library of Caveat Emptor, I don't have a direct URL for it right now, but I've seen the copy, was digitized with the help of Isaac Coy, who was a British-based UFO researcher. And the entire library, which is, what, 25 issues, was very well digitized and put online. Now, at one point, I thought, you know, maybe I should just take some of these articles, like the exclusive interviews with Ray Palmer and Richard Shaver and lots of other people, take that and put them into a book. But number one is, I don't think anyone would care. I don't think there would be a real market for it. And it wasn't worth the effort. I thought, well, okay, let's just put the stuff online. And if there is a demand for anything, we can maybe do further research in it. But it shows where my head was at in the late 60s through the late 1980s. In each case, we kind of ran out of money to keep the thing going. I would have liked to. But we had a lot of fun with it. We met some really, really great people, some of whom became permanent friends. Others who became regular writers, like, for example, Jim Mosley wrote occasional pieces for us. Richard Shaver wrote for us. John Keel wrote for us, speaking of John Keel. So we had a lot of fun. Do you have the copies anymore where you are?
I have copies. And also one of your contributors was a Floyd Murray from Pennsylvania that I met back in 72. I've lost contact. I would love to be back in touch with him.
Unfortunately, Floyd is no longer with us. Sad to say.
What was his deal? What was Floyd's deal? Was he a writer, a witness, or what was he?
He was a writer, and he also wrote interesting satire for Caveat Emptor. But he personally was looking into this guy named Fred Lee Chrisman.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very unusual character. And Fred had originally written stuff, letters to Ray Palmer at Amazing Stories magazine, the sci-fi magazine. Later, he was involved in the Maury Island UFO case. That's where Kenneth Arnold actually went to investigate it in the Seattle-Tacoma area of state of Washington. Of course, that Kenneth Arnold, the one who had the sighting on June 24th, 1947, he went there. He was hired by Ray Palmer, who was working for Fate magazine at the time. And he called himself Robert N. Webster Palmer because he was still working for Amazing Stories and didn't want them to know what he was doing until finally he left. In any case, what happened there is that Arnold went through this whole scenario of spy story, James Bond things, where people were tapping his hotel room, where he couldn't find a hotel in Tacoma, but one was reserved in his name. He never booked that hotel. Really weird stuff, Maury Island. And Fred Crispin was one of the two harbor patrolmen who was allegedly a witness. Later on, he became, I think, a right-wing talk show host. Some people say he may have been in Dallas, Texas during the time of the Kennedy assassination. Talk about weirdness. Well, Floyd spent a lot of time writing about him. That's what I do remember. We never really ran his research, and by the time I wanted to get back in touch with him, he wasn't here. That's the story of Floyd Murray. I think I'm being interviewed, Brent.
Why not? So how long ago did Floyd pass?
I don't know, 10, 20 years ago. It was a while. It was a while.
Wow.
One other person who I was very close with at the time is, I think, still around. That was Kurt Southerly. And we had Kurt on the PowerCast a few times. And he did something about Kenneth Arnold that we ran on the show. And we had a lot of fun with him. He wrote a UFO-oriented book in the early 2000s. And then was a public information officer for one of the military services. See, originally, before he left the military, he was a sergeant in the Air Force. But we trusted him because he was a good guy. So that's how that kind of worked out.
Why not? Why not?
At least somebody who has the expertise.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Randall has quite a background with the Air Force, and he seems to write very logically about a lot of things. So why not? If they are disinformation people, as long as they're on our side.
Okay, so you got involved as a teenager, as many of us did, like Alan Greenfield and others. And Jerome Clark, as a matter of fact, who was on last week's show. So that's how you started. Now, I assume you had a real life beyond UFOs, right?
Oh, yes. I'm retired now, of course, but I worked in corrections down here in Tennessee for nearly 30 years, and I've, you know, retired from that. I worked in warehouse and commissary, fun. And so that was my day job, and how I kept a roof over my family's head, and food on the table. But you know, I've always had a deep interest, an obsession, really. Was aggravate my wife Joan when we'd go on a trip somewhere, and we'd be passing through a town, and I would, instead of admiring the statues or, you know, historic sites that most people would, I would say, this is where back in 1949 this incident happened.
And my wife doesn't let me talk about that. We got more to come. We've got Brent Rains. Our guest co-host is Gogs Mackay. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So pleased to hear that. From Gogs Mackay, our guest co-host, Brent Raines, joins us. Now, right now you're working with this magazine, Alternate Perceptions. Is that a print magazine or strictly online?
It's online since about 2000. We were a print back in 1985. Started as Para-Ufology Forum, and at that time, in the beginning, it was about 4 pages to start with. It was offset. And then after a few years, Dr. Greg Little, who had been helping me with a lot of material, he's a psychologist over in Memphis, Tennessee, he decided to come on board as a co-editor and help me publish it. And we, you know, went from this where I just used a typewriter and typed it out and photo offset and then mailed it the old snail mail way. We had a more professional bulletin type, about 12 pages that eventually evolved into about 56 pages with a print cover, a regular magazine. And we had distributors across the U.S. and then up into Canada. But as you know, things changed a few years later and the internet came along and people weren't so interested in subscribing to magazines. They could go online and get their information. So that's where we went. It was online. So now Alternate Perceptions is a digital electronic magazine.
I understand that the newspapers and magazines, that the whole industry has, you know, really been hit terribly in terms of print because, you know, the sales and were falling so much, the numbers. But I must say that, you know, information and stories, if it's the same article, it's the same information, but I still hanker after actually holding a magazine in my hands, you know, something you can take on a train or on a bus or, you know, sit down and read. There's, I know we've got iPads and tablets and things like that, and you can sit down with that, but it's just not the same. Like, myself and Jean, before the recording, we're just talking about books, and I don't read many books these days because there's so much information online. But I must say that I find the pleasure of, you know, reading an article in the magazine, I still prefer that to reading the similar same article online. What about you guys, the physical object?
You know, I think of the scene in Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, where Dr. McCoy hands Captain Kirk a book, also reading glasses because he can't use the solution to clear up his eyes. And I think there's nothing like reading a physical book. And I wrote a lot of physical books, although I don't read many of them anymore. They were just technology books with a short shelf life, although I have the Science 5 books. I enjoy reading a real book. I understand, though, the cost of making books isn't cheap. But what happens now, and I know Tim Beckley takes advantage of this, is that you have print on demand, which is almost like a sophisticated copying machine that makes a book. And you can also do it with these high-resolution laser printers. I have a laser printer here from Brother. You can buy it for hardly more than $100. If you use recycled toner, you pay a fraction of a cent per page. And if you get like a large one, 1117 laser printer, you could go to a place or buy a machine to saddle stitch it and print your own books for less than offset printing. So you can do that now. That's another way of doing it. But I agree, digital has taken over. And the problem with that is it's easy to get stuff online. It's easy to get the corrections up if you make a mistake. But monetizing is just awful. It's really hard.
Yeah, I agree, and I like the, like Mr. McKay just said, I enjoy having a magazine or book in hand, kind of kicking back in a recliner or in bed before I go to sleep and having myself a read, you know, and it's nothing like having the book that you say you're reading, and when you find something interesting, you make a notation in the back of the book and go back to it later, and it's really nice, but I'm old school.
You know, what's interesting is, though, maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, as, you know, records, vinyl was going out and you couldn't buy it in the shops anymore. And, the Billboard Top 40, it just wasn't being made in vinyl anymore. And people just thought, you know, it was going to go the way of the dinosaurs and people would collect old vinyl records and stuff. But hey, you know, it's 2018 and vinyl, certainly in the UK, has come back with a vengeance. Things are being printed, new music albums are being made on vinyl now, and it's coming back into the music shops. And we never know, you know, there may just be a demand or for some reason a cultural change where people think, no, I do want to read a magazine now. So it may happen. Things do bounce back.
The problem with vinyl recordings is the finite life. You start playing it 5 or 10 times, and it deteriorates. So, of course, what do people do? The best thing that you do, a lot of people do, is they digitize the vinyl recording by playing the record and recording it on your computer. This way, the pristine quality of the original before it's scratched up is preserved. Otherwise, you have to spend really large amounts of money for the turntable that will take care of it. So that is the issue. Also, vinyl has that sound, which is equalized. It sounds so pleasant. It's even used as a plot device in some TV shows. I see shows where somebody has an old-fashioned turntable. They put the needle on the beginning of the record and they play it. And this is something where I guess they're trying to show culture or something like that. Let's get back to the UFO thing, though. Like a lot of us, Brent, you started out believing, as the late Frank Strangers did, in the ET explanation. But things began to, shall we say, modify themselves as you continued.
Yeah, within a short time, I was also reading, because I was reading all I could get my hands on, and John Keel, Jacques Vallée and Brad Steiger, their writings really caught my attention. I've called them the Three Amigos. And, I started corresponding with John Keel back in October 1969 before his Operation Trojan Horse came out. And, of course, Jacques Vallée, his passport to Magonia, certainly was an alternative approach that startled, shocked, infuriated a lot of people in the mainstream field of ufology. And I thought, well, you know, we really do have to listen to these people. I mean, check out what they're writing and saying. They've been, you know, pioneers in this field, and they're out in the field investigating and doing a lot of research. So why not listen to their alternative theories and so on? So I did. The more I studied it, the more I thought, well, you know, this is interesting. Keel brought out the psychic paranormal element that a lot of people seeing Mothman, you know, from West Virginia or having experiences with UFOs, close encounters, contact. There were a lot of paranormal elements emerging from those cases, and he wrote about it in his articles and England's Flying Saucer Review, and people in other countries, you know, were checking it out in the field and reporting that they were finding similar patterns as well. So I think that, you know, Keel got off to a rough start because he was so blunt and brought all these controversial things to the forefront. But, I think that he was trying to really do a service to the field and present things, where people in ufology would actually try to get on board and study the big picture as opposed to just a selective view of things.
We got much more to come. Brent Raines talking about how he began to look at John Keel, his works, his books, and his point of view and his research. Gogs Mackay is the guest co-host in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Gogs McKay as guest co-host. We have Brent Rains joining us. He is the publisher of Alternate Perceptions Magazine, which is an online publication that you can Google, and we'll give you the address and everything later on. So everybody can see that publication, and he's telling us how his viewpoints began to look into a more all-encompassing view of the UFO enigma. So, still, most people think ETH, extraterrestrial hypothesis. Do you think any of that is involved at all, or what?
Okay, Gene, you can't really dismiss the ETI. It's just that there's pursuing it in a broader sense than what a lot of ufology had pursued in the past that didn't take into consideration perhaps, you know, the quantum physics aspects, the parapsychological elements, and whatever the origin, whether it's a parallel world, as Keel, you know, theorized, or it could be extraterrestrial, some advanced intelligence that's beyond our present comprehension, doing things that clearly mystify us, perplex us, and instead of looking at the big picture.
Brent, you know, what I find is interesting is that, like yourself, I had this classic progression of, with UFOs, thinking the ETH must be it, and then being exposed to other ideas where it's a bit more high strange. And we cannot ignore the high strange aspects of many cases. And we know there are many researchers in certain paranormal fields, like in Bigfoot researchers or UFO researchers or ghost researchers. And, you know, to them, it's just that there is no crossover between these fields and stuff. And I think it's all connected. And what, you know, it's weird that it seems that half of the field of ufology, in terms of sightings and stuff, it's almost as if the sightings are trying their damn best to appear like they're aliens from another planet, whether they are or not, but it is absolutely an effort to try and look like that. There's no way of knowing where they're coming from, but without a doubt, it's so hard to think that I've said this so many times on the show before. the variety of modes of transport, of how they move, in what they move, how they arrive, how they go away, what form they appear physically, who they interact with, what are they doing when they interact, the numbers of sightings, flaps, everything. There are so many strange aspects to this that I can't remember who said it, but maybe I think Nick Redfern says that, you know, if it turns out that these are just aliens coming from another planet, he'd be disappointed because he thinks it's far stranger than that. I don't think it was Nick that first kind of said that, but he certainly reiterates it now.
Right, it was Valley.
That's right, yeah, it was Jacques Valley, exactly. And who's still on the go, of course. And I read Passport to Magonia, and I read Operation Trojan Horse. I haven't read Mothman Prophecies yet, but I am fascinated by the high strange aspects. And I read Nick Redfern's Mysterious Universe posts avidly, where he's done so many on women in black, men in black, you know, black-eyed kids. And there's just the same themes running through it. And it, to me, there has to be one. It's almost like there's a paranormal force, and it's at the cause of all these things, and it chooses to manifest in different ways. Maybe as a response to what's in our brains or whatever, and that's the reason people have different experiences or whatever, but I think it's the same thing that Bigfoot comes from, that ghosts come from, that whatever. I think it all comes from the same force, and whatever reason this force has a bit like the force in Star Wars, or, you know, religious good and evil, there seems to be a dark side and a light side to it, and it manifests in dark ways, and it manifests some light ways, but I think it's all from the same source. What do you think about that, Brent, kind of thing?
Well, that's a lot of that's very Keelian. I mean, John Keel thought there was a reflective factor, that a lot of times it took on an appearance that would be most acceptable to our particular belief systems. And, you know, more and more Valley was moving in that direction, like with Passport to Magonia. He was looking at the little people mythology, as we call it, or belief systems that arose from those encounters centuries ago.
And, fairies, yeah.
And the similarities, fairies, leprechauns, gnomes, the elementals, and these beings do a lot of the same things that the beings in the modern UFO contact encounters, reported doing, going through walls in a ghost-like manner, appearing, disappearing. They often communicate telepathically, mind to mind. And, you know, there was all these belief systems about this how they lived underground, and you could go to a ring of a fairy ring of mushrooms, and you know, the fairies might appear there, and they might sing and dance around, and you had to be careful. You might end up with some missing time if you encountered them, and you might
don't
show
eat,
up.
Don't eat anything.
You might show up a year or two later, or 100 years later, and find out you had this missing time.
Have you heard of the Hoia Baciu forest in Romania?
I remember, you know, I read something about Romanian encounters. I'm not sure if it was the same location. A lot of activity, UFO type, entity type stuff back in, back in the 1950s, and it was in Flying Saucer Review back years ago.
I think it's in that area exactly. And there's a even when Romania was a dictatorship, communist state under Ceausescu, they seemed to, the scientific community, the academy there, they didn't seem to frown on the study of this, but I can't remember the name of the guy, but there's been a couple of, very credible researchers over there who have been researching these sightings and stuff. And anyway, this forest, Hoia Baciu, it's got like very weird, very strange trees growing in it. They're really weird shapes, and they, like many kind of paranormal hotspots in the world, there's so many stories associated with it. And for instance, as you're saying about, you know, missing time, there's a story about a girl going missing, and she was gone for 5 years, and she came back still at an apparent age, same clothes, you know, hadn't worn, didn't look like she'd had all that time passed, and there's a little circular patch where nothing grows properly. So it's like a little bald spot that's almost a circle in this forest, and this seems to be the kind of the nexus of everything there. And I've seen a few paranormal shows going over there recently in the last few years to go and study it, and they've encountered very strange feelings, like they've suddenly become extremely scared for no reason. This was reported at Skinwalker Ranch as well, that some of these entities seem to have the ability to switch on the fear response in humans, but at a maximum level. And that's been reported, and obviously orbs. I don't mean photographic orbs, but actual, you know, things, moving lights you can see in the forest with your own eyes, and, you know, there's no apparent source for these lights. So it's still, like a lot of paranormal hotspots, there's probably times where not much is reported, and then you get like a flap of activity. But it's had a mystical reputation for hundreds of years. But certainly, as you were saying, in the 50s and 60s, there were some fantastic photos taken of saucers and various other objects that were flying over this forest and elsewhere in Romania. You know, Romania and Bulgaria, both places I've been to. You know, even during the communist times, there was actually a lot of study of UFOs, and there's actually some great cases in these places, like all over the world. But I always mention that there are parts of the world that probably is just a cultural thing, but we don't tend to hear much about UFOs in Africa. But there must be, you know, apart from things like the Zimbabwe school case, where else, I suppose, maybe some in Egypt. But, you know, for a huge continent, you think we would hear more about UFO cases from Africa, but we don't.
Right, but we know they're there, that's for sure.
They must be, yeah.
And, you know, with Romania, I remember this article that I read.
Brent, let's discuss that article in our next segment, because we have so much more to come. With Gene and Goggs and Brent in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.